The 2015 Teaching Series in the USA. Shamatha and Vipassana Meditation. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
아닌가서 대란다나 영근가드님 아서 대란간 차트 영근가 뭐 참말라 시조 대란간 삼주적인.
Good afternoon to everybody who has come here today.
드닝의 대란 시조 아서 차트가 난돈도 강래지나 드니 금잡혈 같더니 지그네다 산통 제야 드니까리스.
And the topic for this afternoon's teaching is going to be related to shamatha and insight meditation. So when we talk about meditation, what we are referring to is a kind of training for the mind. And what we first need to know is actually the reason why we are meditating or why we should meditate. Whatever kind of action we undertake or whatever kind of work we do, we first need to understand the rationale for doing it. And not only the rationale, but the result that we can achieve on doing this work. So if we don't exercise our bodies, then we will easily become sick. And with sickness and illness, much suffering will result in our lives, we'll have much inconvenience, and it will prevent us from doing a lot of things. So this is something that virtually everybody understands, and on this account, most people exercise their bodies frequently. However, the need to train one's mind is not something that as many people know about. Even the fact that there is such a thing as training the mind is something that not many people know about, or not everyone knows about. And for this reason, many people do not attach much importance to the training of the mind. So what does it mean, in fact, to be human? What is a person? A person is comprised of both a physical form, physical matter, and the mind. So we are a composite of both of these things. We're not just our physical matter and we're not just our minds. We are a fusion of both of these things, and what we need to do at the outset is recognize this fact.
So sem korang go gumko tendi gumko mndawa ni yores.
So on account of the fact that we are comprised of physical, our physical selves and our minds, we have needs in respect of both of these halves. So needs in respect to our physical form and needs in respect to our minds. So our physical needs, the needs of our bodies, are things like the need for food, the need for drink, for sustenance, for clean air. And if we are not able to fulfill these needs, then we will experience suffering in our bodies.
And
just as our bodies have their needs, so too do our minds have needs of their own. As for the needs of our mind, there are a variety of opinions, in fact, on what these are. But what we do need to arrive at is an accurate view of what our needs are and an accurate awareness of the needs of our minds. It's only after we have satisfied the physical needs of our body, whether in respect of food, water, air, etc., and then the needs of our minds in terms of a proper understanding, proper views, and proper thoughts. When these both aspects are brought together, at this point, can we really talk about living healthily?
Tini tini kina ni kang mena yang tini pena tini lipo gungko yapo mena da tini semkam ko gungko yapo mena da kang mena yang cikte mena tini ngaco detang kangani yarje senro watang chua kiero watang tusu shito ko bare tini dungan mampo ziyong kandus yong kres.
However, if one aspect of these needs is lacking, then we will not, in fact, be able to live in a happy and healthy manner. So characterizing the human like this in respect of its various needs is something that is just a fact or the basic essence of what a human is. It's not a religious characterization. It doesn't rely on having a particular religious faith, whether it be Buddhist or Christian or otherwise. It's an objective statement of what it means to be human. In the course of our everyday lives, we experience all manner of sufferings. They're not necessarily exclusively physical sufferings or mentally derived. Sometimes when we don't or are unable to fulfill our physical needs, we experience suffering in this regard. And sometimes when we're not able to satisfy the desires of our minds, we also come upon suffering. But in the current day, when we live in a state of relative material affluence, most of our suffering does in fact derive from the suffering of our mind. In eras gone by, when we did not enjoy the same standard of living that we do today, then whilst we did, of course, have experienced mental suffering, a lot of our the pain that we encountered was due to physical suffering.
Then in also mmangchi was go on the shin and draw a miracle lordi go on the shin mmangchi was go on the shin perna tambo li dumar tini zaje me pa konji me pa teso mambo yong tani zaje konji teso yopi jini ta sem go toni dumar mambo yong tani shin tini shirtam miracle lordi la tin rizre lordi mandawi ne kamna dumar mandawan duze.
In general, looking at the course of human history, it has tended to be the case that people began with suffering related to their physical lives. And then as their needs for food and clothing were satisfied, the mental suffering began to increase. So with different stages in human history, different sufferings or kinds of suffering have ensued.
Then mochilam so nazing at some doa me rigs in it in the machine. Mochilam so na mochikun soa and alayana, the dandabore, Bena Kapkapsan as a simcom good dumber the mambo yore, Kapkapsat in the league dumber the tani mambondos.
So, even in respect of an individual, one person, this is how things operate. From time to time, we will have more mental suffering, and other times, we will experience more physical suffering. So during times when we are not in the most flourishing of economic circumstances, we may experience physical suffering, but after we've resolved our situation in this regard, then mental suffering will begin to multiply. But these kinds of suffering, or suffering in general, is something that humans really fear. And in order to stave off or get rid of this suffering, humans have engaged in all kinds of endeavors, whether it be inventing all kinds of new technologies, studying all kinds of cultural pursuits, all of these things engaged in with the purpose of eliminating this suffering. However, generally speaking, in terms of a method or for eliminating suffering, the majority of people are very mistaken in what they believe, in what they regard the effective method to be.
So gata nyantak me panda ota yana thup gosa me panda ota wangcha me panda deni shuru ko deni sir nga sola dungur de yong de sam nga chu mam mang chi az ge de sam go yore ze nga chu dungur mang bo yo ya ge jim sin de chama shuru na yore sam ni mam mang bo ze ge deni sam go yore.
And this mistaken idea lies in the view that most of our suffering comes from external factors around us. So a lack of riches, a lack of power, a lack of status, or whatever it might be. Most people attribute their suffering to causes and factors in the world around them.
Tani shiror kana ngubo mambo pamju chim yargi se tani ngubo mambo sak tin ra ota tani soso go tani mang chak nyan chak tani to jp thawla chon je ta tani soso go no tani thup ko sa ta tani yo I ton dakla tani nga chu shiror la le ka mambo 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 le go re.
So based on this idea that suffering comes from the external world, most people, in order to address this suffering on this level, engage in accumulating riches, in achieving high status or fame. In short, they direct their energies precisely to this external world.
Then if you're not so dumber mambos at the shore in the Yungo, your resina Yungo, your reti not so any dumber some of shore in the Yungo, some be some lot.
Of course, this is not to say that none of our suffering arises from the world, the external factors around us. Of course, it does. However, to think that this is in fact the entire source of our suffering is very mistaken.
Mar mepa shia ta dumur ta tashu shia shipala deni nga chu shirur ge deni pe na gormo mambo yo anda ta soso la thup ko sa chim bo yo anda wangcha yo ba dendi zi yo na deni nga chu dumur ta tashu shi thup ko re samni nga chu dendi ta ta la thapsi dendi ta ta la sam lo tang de deni yang ten chwa chi re den de norwa ni pa de re zin chwa ni pa de re.
So the first mistake is the idea that suffering is derived from the external world around us, things in our external lives. And then the second mistake is based on this first mistaken view that the way of going about addressing this suffering, getting rid of it, is to work at the level of factors in our external world too. So amassing wealth, achieving status, and engaging in efforts like this.
Deni ton ngoma thola shena nga cho deni li tang sem gi dungur te ki so so ye wa shi ni deni nga cho shi go re deni li tang sem gi dungur ni kha ka yin di deni li ki dungur me pa ta sem gi dungur me pa shi pa ga thap shi te ya thap shi su su yo go re thap shi chi ge yong ge ma re.
However, what we need to do is to distinguish, in fact, the needs, our physical needs, and the distinguish between these needs and the needs of our mind, our psychological needs. There are solutions and methods appropriate to each of these needs. There is not a one-size-fits-all approach to both.
Then you got to need to so our checking the so then it checking the so time to put any drifted though, then you got to leaky the word that the maple sheet of grace.
So, in terms of addressing the our basic needs for survival and doing work, doing some business, making some money, ensuring our conditions are in place, this is a way for addressing our physical needs.
Then it has same good the word into maple sheet gona. Tani yang thapsi jamba si go re je te ti thapsi jamba te kang re je na tani nga cho gum jab ke ta sem kum gum jong dr shi ke te re.
However, in terms of addressing the needs of our mind, we need a different method, and this method is meditation, training our minds.
Tani mang che shu te nga cho dung mer mang che shu te tani nga cho chhwa la tin nim jong go yore nur wa tang chhwa go sam lo chig la tin nim jong go du.
Most of our suffering really comes from mistaken thoughts and illusions in our mind.
Tini nga tsu tsuwa nga la namjin tini nga tsu tini ta nga tsu tini samlu mang chi shu zi ta tini ta gan chirwa re tini chirwa tili paru gar matav na tini dungur ti tsu tsawa ni mepa shepa zi tini di shithu gumaris.
Since most of the suffering in our lives stems from these mistaken thoughts, then without being able to transcend these kinds of thoughts, it will be very difficult for us to move beyond our suffering.
Tini terang aso tari semkam ko jondar tini gum tini nambatam cho bola tini ngotu sheke ye ngotu sheke tila rimba ni yoze gum mandawa ni ngotu sheke yens.
So today we're going to talk about meditation as a method for addressing the needs of the mind, and I'm going to talk about two levels of meditation.
Tani ti nani chitu kangre zina nga tsun tsua ga nangla tini suso go sem marke patang sem nangla dumur mangbo shon pe na tonser ke na dawo ta yana tele jamba ga tini to khertyang ga tini samlo khertyang ga na dawo ta tini na mangbo mangbo zu tini yongo yo a te marme pa shi yare zi chitu gom chitu.
So the first type of meditation I'm going to talk about is one that can be applied in the course of our everyday lives when unhappiness arises, or for people who suffer from depression, feelings of loneliness.
Tini ti gom tila tini ngatso manchi azga tini tamba nyirja ka gom zegandu tini amarka la tarkib chimbon ro undu lobda chimbo to sogna la tela jimjing mambo shegandu maung bana tele kya tarkib chimbon ro sares.
This kind of meditation is frequently referred to as mindfulness meditation. This has become very popular in the United States, and in the future is probably likely to become even more widespread.
Teniti gomda teni tarta teni ta ngaso sobta chimbo nala jimjik shi gendu teni tanda waz ka teni ta mambo z ka teni nyamli nyam shi gendu ze te hale pa yakpo re te na ngaso teni man thong ne pe na tini sem ma ke pa da tini yong ne kem na tini man thong ne tini ta sem chong zu tini ke bo yong a da tini she ke yore da te thap shi ma re yak bo ma re je te le gum jab na ha chong yak bo yore.
So this kind of meditation is currently being researched a lot in universities. It's being widely practiced, and this is a good thing. It's certainly more preferable to taking medicine when we are in a state of mental discomfort. However, there are certain insufficiencies in respect of this meditation practice.
Tini ti gom ti tini nga tso wo tini dungmur tangche po tsala ni meipazu shi thamko rezi na thamko ma rezi.
It's not possible to say that this kind of meditation will be able to completely eradicate our suffering.
Tini dungmur tete chimbo tso mara dungmur chongchong shi ke rezi, dungmur chongchong shi nchok kore. Tini dungmur chongchong rezi na, tini dungmur ti yo na ya nga tso tini semka na la tini nyung thamko ma rezi tini dungmur to chongchong zi ma tome na.
This kind of meditation is able to reduce the severity of our feelings of suffering. So it's able to make a feeling of severe suffering become less severe in the way that we perceive it. It's not able to completely eradicate suffering at the root, but it is able to reduce the intensity of our feeling of suffering.
Porwa kanga nangla deni cha chungsu chungsu nyung nyung zu lugna deni cha ga deni chowa de tinala yo yo re da nga chung thong ne kem na ma zu ngar mo da wo ma to pa deni cha ga chowa de nyung thong ko ma re pe na den da bo re.
So it's like if we had a bowl of sweet soup and in it we put a tiny pinch of salt. When we drink the soup, even though there is a little bit of salt in it, because of the overwhelming taste of sugar, we wouldn't really taste it very strongly.
Tani dumur nipa te kangre zina, nga tsu dumur te gum nipa te kangre zina, dumur mepa shi che ke gum nipa te kangre zina, tani nga tsu dumur sama tsava ni mepa shi aga tani gum zhamba shik res.
So this being the first kind of meditation, the second kind of meditation, this one oriented to eradicating suffering at its root.
Tani ti dumur ti gum ti niki nane, gum tambo te, Tani nga tsu chula tapa shimkhani na gom chokore, chula tapa mshimkhani na gom chokore, tenda wazikpe na nangba ina gom chokore, yang na nangba mayimba tini taga tan zambalang ka chulu ka zambazila tapa shimkhani zi ina yang gom chokore, te tsama ti sisak gom na gom chokore es.
And this kind of meditation is something that can be practiced by anyone, regardless of whether they're a Buddhist or they have another religious faith.
Tani gom te... gom te sasakai na tani gom na gom chokore ta ina ati gom te yinjin nangba gare zi nangba gare tani zhongo nana shepaz gare ta ina ati ta zhamba tsu gom na gom chokore zi.
So this kind of meditation, even though anyone can practice it regardless of their background, is derived from the Buddhist tradition. It's a Buddhist meditation.
Tani nangba mayin ba tani zhamba namla ya tani gom yo yo re zi nga ma pe na jagar ke chulik nda wata ta so la gom tani yo yo re ta tarta nga tsu mambu zi kushya dewa ti tarta nga tsu mambu zi ki tani shichok ko thokla tani tsangma ga tani lhobta chi mo tanda tso go jimjik shi tani shi yo sa gom ti nga tsu nangba ga gom zi kri e ta ina te gom na tani nangba mayin na ya te gom choko re zi.
Meditation is not purely something in the Buddhist tradition. Hindu tradition has meditation traditions. However, the kind of meditation we're talking about now, and the one that is being researched widely in universities, is a Buddhist meditation tradition, even though, of course, it can be practiced by anyone.
Tani gum nipa te, tani karte gum gona te, ta namba mashina te, namba shini, namba yani. So rinpa zhin to ti nangpa ga nangla nyamlim shiya mangpo zi yore, ti so nyamlim ma shi na, tani shi tham kumare, tani gum karte nipa to gum go na, tani nangpa ma shi na, tani gum tham mandu zi. Gum nipa yin na nangpa san jipa shi go re, ma shi na gum ki yo ma re zi, gum nipa to. Nangpa to, tangpo to tsang ma sisi gum na chuk re zi, tani nipa to, tani... Da namba mashina tini gomji yo mare ze tomba ni kitawa da zoba chimbo te sore.
That's all. Okay, so I made a mistake. I'm sorry. The first kind of meditation is one that can be practiced by anyone irrespective of their background. The second kind of meditation is one that requires becoming a Buddhist and having Buddhist goals in one's practice.
Tini tini ka rimba ni oba ti nani tini kangi nanda ngatsu tini thomar ngatsu hakur goya te kangri zina nga chung chua nana yo pi tini dungmer mambo zi yung yo ati nga chung samna shilog ni yung yo sambi dungmer te chung mambo zi tu shilog ni mare nga chung ranga semga nana yung du zi.
So first of all, what we need to understand for the first stage of this meditation is that all of the suffering that we have commonly attributed to coming or deriving from the outside world is in fact produced by our minds.
Tani sem ga nani yung gandu zayate jim kandila zegare zina sem ga nani yung zayate dumur mambu zata ngarang tsor nam tukko wanga tini yung gandu zay nam tukko wanga yung goyore nzimba ga wanga yung goyore nzimba ta nam tuk zina chikpare ti nani ti wanga yung gandu zay.
And when we say that this suffering comes from our minds or results from the mind, what we mean that it is the result of various mental constructs and attachments that we have.
Shirtang tini nga tsu dewa yen na dra, dungur yen na dra, dewa tang dungur zi ki to kandis la ngunzin go re zi na, ti nga tsu mga tini tsurwa, mga nga tsu mga li tang sem go tsurwa mandra wa zi re zi, tsurwa zi la zi go re zi.
When we are differentiating between what is pleasurable and what's suffering, how we really do this is distinguishing on the basis of feelings in our minds or in our bodies.
Tani chorwa ta nyamsum nyungkhan ta sisak nyungku yore ze, pena nga tsogo lipo la, tani rma nda tindishina, tani tsamu, ta namu tindi chorwa ta yungkare, 디 초라든 냠슴 용건도 스 냠슴 용거래지나 디니 가서 시바 냠슴 용거 요래지 시바.
When, for example, various feelings occur to us, or when we perceive different feelings, then we ask, in fact, who is it, or what is it that is perceiving these feelings? For example, if we have a, if we incur an injury, a wound, we have a feeling of pain or stinging. In that case, what is it, or who is it that it is that is perceiving this feeling?
Shiba is a number, Shiba.
Well, it's our consciousness, it's our sensorial consciousness. So these feelings of happiness or unhappiness, pleasure or displeasure do not objectively exist in the world outside. They are feelings that our perception attributes to different experiences we have. Value systems these days are frequently very mistaken. And in fact, if we don't make reform to our values, then we will generate only more suffering for ourselves. If we are able to make changes at the level of our values, then in fact much of the suffering that we usually experience can be eliminated. Some of our suffering, for example, derives from the fact that in the world around us, we imagine things to be a certain way when they are not. It's because we really don't understand the true nature of things and how they operate that we cling to ideas of things in fact existing when they don't, and on account of this we experience suffering. So as in a dream, if we don't realize that we're dreaming, then all the things that happen to us, we treat as real. So they may alternatively bring us happiness and pleasure, or at other times fear and unhappiness. Just as a dream operates, in fact, so does our everyday life. When we realize that our dream is just a dream, then any suffering that it has caused or any fear that it is caused immediately disintegrates, and it disappears immediately.
How
How are we to understand the difference between a dream and our everyday lives? Only in terms of the length of time. A dream is something that usually takes place over a relatively short period of time, whereas our everyday lives are something that are rather long in duration. So the fact that we are gathered here in this church this afternoon, listening to a teaching, from the point of view of the, from the theoretical point of view, if we are to ask whether or not this is a dream, or in fact whether or not this is really happening, it would be in fact quite difficult to answer that.
Yeah.
In 2014, high school students taking an exam in China were given the essay topic, is this a dream or not? And and weren't able to respond to this question. And the students didn't pass this essay.
Then you lo nyish tsab den tsab ge ti dis ko kong ro to then nga cho then la ma yin no ro then nga rang cho la then ge tra ko rang ge tsum then dis ti gyam ne then ti la lan gyab sho go so ne then de nga cho ta ta ma lum re ta nga cho then in cho are so ne then ge tsum chi gyab are then nga cho mo mang bo mang bo mang bo sang lo ta ne cho a yin bi gyim tsum mang bo mang bo sha te then gyim tsum chi gyang gyim tsum ngo ma zu chi ge yong sha ma ta ba re
oni shi sa ge ge ngo na
About 27 or 28 years ago, Lama Ishinobu, or Kenpo Jimmy Punsok, Kenpo's root teacher, composed some writing on this question of whether it right now is a dream or, in fact, it's really everyday life. And put it, gave it to the students. They contemplated it for a long time, and he asked them to respond to this, to provide their own opinions and reasons. Many of them tried to come up with all kinds of reasons as to why, in fact, this present moment was real. However, none of them were convincing.
Yeah. Dedi nga chu nyang ma de ni la ma ma pham jam gun ma pham jam gun ma pham ram bo chi zi zi yore de ni khorang ga de ni sung ga nang la yang nga chu or mulum da de ni nga chu chu wa ni ga ga zo ba zi gya yore zi zo ba zi jam ni mulum ga zi na nga rang dem ba yin zi de ni chu wa ga zi na nga rang dem ba yin kyo zem ba re zi ni de ni zo ba zi gya yore de ni ta ji ji ta ni ta de ni ta zem ba re ro ge ma to ta nga rang dem ba yin bi gim chen zi.
Jamgon Mimpan Rinpoche penned his thoughts on this question, characterizing a debate between real life and a dream. And real life was claiming, this is really happening. And the dream claimed, no, this is a dream, I am right. And they argued back and forth. But at the end of the day, neither was able to produce convincing reasons as to whether they were true or not. So at the end of it, both appeared as false.
Dom sikta kangre zina jelun. Dom sikta kangre zina pena mchesik tini lo ja thamba tini nga chu mchesik nyamnyung de tini chhu ni ga la tini thong thong shi jang na tini tela mlum ze go re jelun jena jing de ra wa ya tini te nga chu mchesik tini mchesik pena lo ja thamba yna lo ja thamba tini nyamnyung mchesik nyamnyung de chhu ni ga la tini div jang na chong chong yu jang na yaso
So, in conclusion, we can say that if the contents of 100 years of human life were condensed into 2 hours, this could be called a dream. And if we were able to extend these 2 hours out into the length of a lifetime, then we could call this life. So, with the exception of the length of time in question, there is no difference between everyday life and dream. There's no difference that we can assert in terms at the experiential level or at the level of argument or theory. Many people say that dreams are false, they're not true.
Yeah, teni nga chu shigre ta yinna yo teni ta te nga chu mulum ge nang ni sir cha cha pi ji si teni nga chu o kho zum ba re zeni teni ze re ma to ba nga chu mulum mu jin bi ne kum na nga chu zum ba yin ba ti shig yo ma re si
However, it's only after we wake up from the dream that we say, oh, that's false. While we're still in the dream, we do not have this idea at all.
Teni mulum te zumba yinba te nga chu chama ha go yo re nga chu sami khe yang leng re te
So even though everybody knows that dreams are not true, while we are dreaming, we don't know this, then dreams bring us all kinds of suffering and all kinds of fear.
So we need
to isolate or identify, in fact, what the source of our suffering is.
And what
the source of this suffering is, the source of this suffering is our tendency to grasp onto things, whatever they may be, as being intrinsically true.
Teni ngaranzo pena lakpa ngupo chilan teni tambo shini teni zongjana teni ngupo tanga chun lakpa nang shi chimbo zo teni tenso na nga chu zummo de chan de kashi mashina de nga chun zummo jet do res zummo jet do res zummo kashi mashina pena nga chu teni to ngupo ndra wa zo lakpa nang lan ji ona teni to lakpa dum ni teni de ji ona ndo jamba zo tenso na
Okay, so it's like if we're tightly grasping onto something, tightly holding it with our hands. If we are to suddenly pull our hands away, then without opening our hands, we won't be able to remove it from the object.
Yeah.
Whether it be our riches or status or fame, these are things that we typically cling to very tightly in our minds. However, there are times when we need to let go, as it were, of our clinging, our grasping to these things, whether it be our attachment to riches and status, or our physical health, or our bodies. So it's when we actually lose our grasp of these things that our minds need to open like our hands. If we continue to cling at times like this, then we will experience great suffering. And the method for opening our minds or letting our minds go at this time is the second kind of meditation. So the first kind of meditation that I spoke about this afternoon was a kind of meditation that we can use in moments where we have a lot of pressure or stress as a way to reduce these feelings. So whilst this first kind of meditation certainly can bring us benefit, the second kind of meditation is able to eliminate our suffering completely at the root, and it is an amazing kind of meditation. I'm going to briefly speak about the first kind of meditation. In respect of this first kind of meditation, there are many, many different techniques available that can be used. In the world today, among different religious traditions, there are, each tradition has their own respective kinds of meditation. However, the tradition with the most diverse and numerous forms of meditation is the Buddhist tradition. And within the Buddhist tradition, the Tibetan tradition in particular has a vast spectrum of meditation practices. And the reason for this richness in meditation approaches is due to the fact that the Tibetan tradition is the Vajrayana tradition. So within the Vajrayana tradition, there are many kinds of meditation that not in the sutric, the Mahayana sutric tradition, or in the Theravadan traditions.
Then it ti gum te sola tini ti thapsi te sola tini tini tani ngaso to dumur de mepashi gore te yena ti na ni thapsi ti la ngaso chikte nirkubse tini ngaso namba main na pe na ngaso namba la tapa machine kan or tini yana chuluk la sao ni tapa main kan zgi na namba gan thapsi to khoran ka peshu shi na zgi nduzi nirkubse.
For the time being, or for temporary benefit, it is possible for people who are not Buddhists to make use of these approaches. The first kind of meditation is the kind that anybody can appropriate. The second kind requires Buddhist faith and then following a graduated and progressive path of meditation practice. The second kind of meditation requires that not just the practice of the actual meditation practice itself, but also an embrace of Buddhist attitudes and values and views. But the first kind of meditation doesn't require the acceptance of a wholesale acceptance of Buddhist views and values. It's appropriate to extract, as it were, a couple of effective approaches or methods from the Buddhist tradition and put these into practice.
So
the first kind of meditation is a kind of training that simply brings benefit to the mind, and it will bring benefit to the mind regardless of the faith or religious background of the person practicing it. It's rather similar to yoga, which originally was a practice in the Hindu tradition, but over time became a physical practice that spread all over the world, and it's a practice from which many people gain physical benefit. So in the Buddhist tradition, there are many different meditation techniques and methods, some in greater detail and less, but today I'm going to describe in relation to the first and second kinds of meditation a very practical and simple meditation methods.
Tani namgin ngacho tini chowa nala ngacho sim de tini ta ta namtok te halle bandri namtok mambo de ni yong yo re namtok te ka chik chik jang tini ndik mare sim de tini pe na jamchu la tini rlap chimbo yo pa ta was re zeng ngacho sim de.
Usually our minds experience all kinds of distracting thoughts. They arise in our minds like waves in an ocean.
So 어 덴디 망보드 용나 덴이 디 덴이 가서 심 마라더니 언니 마타바 심 지와 용 마타바 덴디 제그랬더니 디 톱코 덴이 가서 심 가나라 머디와 망보 용 그랬지 맞게바.
So just like waves in an ocean, in our, we often feel surges of extreme happiness. We also feel surges of extreme unhappiness, and it's due to these different surging feelings that we are unable to experience calmness in our minds. And on account of not being able to feel this calmness, we experience suffering.
Then it turns out gum tila nipa kantin rizina tini gum guthavish tila tini ngaso namtok tini chimbu yopate tini mar jeshong se tanin tini jeshong jeshong la tong gores.
So really what we are attempting to do by the first kind of, in the first kind of meditation is to reduce the size of these waves or surges of feelings or thoughts in our minds.
Then it tamang at the same gunala namtong the yar namtong dramata kiva te mene, then it para same gutini on this aschigatola, tuxing dabotola netosona, then it tela sim tela jernizere, sim jimo jivangala netap grace.
And after extended practice, when we are able to bring these surges of distracting thoughts. To reduce them in their intensity, gradually reducing them until they become like a flat line. When we reach this stage, then we can say that we have reached a stage of calmness or equanimity.
So in terms
of reducing these turbulent, distracting thoughts in their intensity, there are 9 concrete methods. And these 9 methods encompass the stages from when we begin our meditation and until we bring it to its conclusion.
These
different 9 stages within a meditation or within a meditation, a session of meditation practice in both the Tibetan and Chinese traditions are depicted in visual format. They're shown in pictures.
In
the Chinese Chan tradition, these 9 stages are depicted as the 9 cows. Oxes, sorry.
Yeah, right. Tini Boba Nala Tini Tati Jani Gomserta Tani Chigta Lambo Chichu Tasha Lambo Chichigta Tani Tabashi or Tusu Sumgu Tini Ugoni Tini Moto Shake or is Chig Monk.
Oh, okay, the first being a monkey, the second being an elephant.
Is Sumbaina?
And a monk. These are the three ways that these 9 stages are portrayed in the Tibetan tradition.
So
So within the Tibetan tradition, these different moments or different stages within a meditation session are depicted in these nine stages. And what I'd like to talk about today are the first of these three stages. The most important among these nine stages are the first three of them, especially for someone embarking on the practice.
Deni tambo sumgnani tambo tela kangzegrezena jokpa zegrezena so borke knala jokpa ze jokpa zena kare jokpa zena chisk tondagrezena nga so gum jabna perna ngarang sem knala deni mrtak bandao yana deni chu ta ngupo kang dang kangze deni samnam rang sem te titola par jerni deni nina perna ngarang muke deni shanga loma zgla tani nge mugni po deni shanga loma zgla tani deni nge sem de yang deni ti shanga loma ti thola jerni nge sem de yu mu te zo sam loma bo mo tani nge shanga loma ti thola sem de par jerni te din dugna te lan jok ba zgres.
So the first of these stages is called resting, and it's resting is like, for example, bringing my gaze to the leaf on this plant, and by concentrating on the leaf, I bring all of the other distracting thoughts in my mind into a state of rest. If you're a Buddhist, you could perform this kind of practice by looking, fixing your gaze on a Buddha, a tanka of a Buddha, a tanka maybe the size of half an arm span, putting it in front of you and focusing on this. And if you were a Christian, you could do the same thing with picture of Jesus or with the cross by putting it in front of you and focusing on it with your two eyes and bringing your attention to this. And if you were a person of no particular religious faith at all, then you could do the same thing by looking at the leaf on a plant or by looking at any picture in general. So regardless of what it is we are using as our object of concentration, of focus, whether it be a picture of the Buddha, an image of the Buddha, focusing on the spot between his eyes or at his heart, or whether it's a Christian some kind of Christian iconography or the leaf of a plant, what we need to do is focus our two eyes very in a very single-pointed way upon the object, not blinking, not looking around from left to right, and in so doing, bringing our minds to rest on the object that we are looking at.
Yana pe na ngaco nyarji tawazu gumna, tini ngaco sim ganala nyarji chupu ti gumne, tini namtok jam mebashi ne, ngaco sim ti nyarji gatola parv jarni, tini nyarji chupu ti sim ganala samna, tela njokbaze gres.
And we can also refer to this kind of resting in terms of compassion meditation, where we focus our minds exclusively on compassion and generating compassion. We do not allow our minds to wander to other things. This is also a form of resting.
Tini simti tola jerni, tini namton ramada mambo mebashi ni tini jerni, tini nipi nekam na, tini ngatsu tomar tini lojong shi nekam na, jondur shi bi nekam na, yin rambun tuk tuk marizi tini, pena karma shekhanda, karma chingda, yana karma nyingda,
But this first kind of this first stage resting is not something that we will be able to sustain for a very long time when we first set out. Perhaps at the beginning we might only be able to do it for 30 seconds or a minute or a couple of minutes. So when we say not being able to rest the mind, what we mean is that even though our eyes might still be focused on the object, our minds have wandered off in another direction. And when this happens, we then need the second method.
Dani tashi nipati kangre zirzina, azo borka kanala tela jinjogzina, jintani nipati, jintani penangazu chimar sharkyona, pena chitubachila, jinzig marezi, chimambos, the varma chatandoona, the nitila jinzigrezi, jintani droa tila zigre, the ending azo pena sim de tini titola jariona, the nikoran zianzalasona.
And so this second approach that we take is called continual resting. It's like a drop of water. We can't talk about it being water in any kind of continuous sense, but when we have lots of drops together, like a river, then we can call this continuous or continual. So what this refers to is bringing our minds back to the object of focus when they wander.
Jin machet per nepatila zegresi, jin machet per neparezi, penangazo, tambongazo tini, nyanji, gomiona, tini, young namtok jambazioni, nyanji mayim ba mambo mambo mambo, the same canala chesona, the jin chaparezi, or tindi mayim bar, nyanji te pena karmaringa, karmapchu, tindis canala nyanji tada, jin machat, yonga tindis la zegresi, jinjos, the tindis resi.
So this continual resting refers to not breaking our concentration in our meditation. So, for example, when meditating on compassion, after 5 or 10 minutes, our thoughts might wander off elsewhere. So the continual resting is really referring to establishing or maintaining a continual focus on our object.
Then it teacups and also gintet near Negona, the Haliba Camuores, Haliba Camuore, and also Lee Tambu Pazina, gintet near Nitamkamari, 7 and 8 of Gamares.
However, at the beginning in particular, doing this is extremely difficult and is probably not something, in fact, we'll be able to do.
Yena, Tikungamari, and also Muntani, Jondrishini, Cartetina, so Tikir Majana, Jondrishina, Kale, 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 Jin, Yambo, Tambu, the Tokamarida.
However, it is something that if we persist in our practice, if we persevere, that we gradually will be able to achieve.
Then it takes us to the next seminal at Jabdukshi Gubi Tontakshigyo Rezi Tikabs.
And at this time, there is something that we need to mentally prepare for ourselves.
Pena Rungulan Zakung Rinzakatini Lister Bazigina, then you coronga seminal at Jabdukshi Gubi Rezi Tak, Corantini Rungulan Jona, Gabli Mambo Jabgo Re, Samditini Jabduk the Coranga Semganala Yurgo Rezi.
So when we talk about mentally preparing, it's like a mountaineer who's going to scale the peak of a mountain. Before he or she does this, she needs to mentally acknowledge that the difficulties that they are likely to endure. Usually
in the course of our everyday existences,
all kinds of discursive thoughts and distracting thoughts arise in our minds, but this is not something for the most part that we are aware of.
Then it tangaso gum jabjati teni ha lipa nanto chimang song penangaso teni namgin gum magipi nirkav le.
However, when we first begin to practice meditation, it seems that these kinds of thoughts are in actual fact like they're multiplying in number.
Then it takes us to the next one, Mambos, the Simla, the Kandi Samdo, or Tangi Gum Jabna Yapoyon Samari. Ne gum jabda teni ta gum thar samari ngaran ta gum yo samari ngaran la letang karwa yo samari samni teni phara yujak rezi ti kap sam mambuz ka.
And it's at this point that many people become discouraged, feel that they are not able to persist in meditation, that they're not going to achieve good results, that they're not really cut out for it, and on this basis abandon their practice.
Then it thing at so late and carva you make a tondak marriage, then at so jonder cutting it, she must be Jimson Jire Mato, but then at so carva may be Jimson Jimare, Mutsama Latin Jire Mato, at so much to Danit and Jim Marese.
But this really isn't a case of not having the good karma for meditation or otherwise not being cut out for it. In fact, every single person is like this. This kind of mental occurrence is the rule for every individual.
He comes at the Natsu Karisam Gorizena, or Tanga Namto Haliba Mambu Tinditinji Kenduta, Yina and then Namto Chimang Marese, Namangatso, and Soa Nala, Gum Majipinekum, and then Namto Mambu's Yungu or Tarun, the Ligian Mansi or it, that he comes to me, Dama Jibri, Samu Matan with Jimsinji Mashipare, Tartangi Gum Jabjapinekum, Narangla Namto Kandi Mambu's Yo, Yobating Aranga Shiswari Matoba, Namto Chimansis or Mares, and it is some Goris.
What we need to tell ourselves at this moment is not that our discursive thoughts are increasing or multiplying, but rather that before we began to meditate and observe our minds, we in fact had no idea about the nature of our discursive thoughts or even that we had them at all. So really what we are experiencing is an observation of the discursive thoughts we had in any case and not their multiplication or increase.
Then it decaps and also rang around la sensoshi gore, the sensoshi or tachungumare, tatata namto mambunduta, tichungumare, namto jimanglando mare, genuine lando ore, or dindita, dindi nekavlata musta say na le tambu picaps, namto mambu yore, tichungumare, ne yendamanda, then it gumgos and it caps, then it some gores.
And so we need to comfort ourselves at this point, recognizing that our discursive thoughts are not multiplying, that they will get less, and that we need to persist in our practice.
Then, as we are talking about the topic of smoking,
we need to So this is the second stage of this practice, continual resting, which refers to the being able to focus, to concentrate on our object for an extended period of time. At the beginning, it won't be for very long, maybe only a couple of minutes, but this is the second stage.
Tini nyanjin da bozu gum yona tini ngaranga semte tini jamba zla sune nyanji mayim ba tini tondak me pa ndura me pa tomi kisha mambo 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 sem kana la tini sam yongre ze ti sam bi ne kamna ngi yang ngaranga semte lariang shir yong ne nyanji ga thola par jokore te la lan ze ge lan ze na yang kir ti thola par jokore o te la lan tin jok ba ze ge res.
So this third stage is repeated resting, which refers to bringing our mind back to our object of concentration after it has wandered away. So as if we were doing meditation on compassion, if our minds were to go off onto somewhere else, repeated here refers to that repeated action of again bringing our mind back to our object of focus.
Tini ti kapsa tini ulan tin jok pasi tin jok gona ngatsola ti kapsa tini tini tornang tornang shi go agni yoze ti kapsa.
In bringing our attention back, there are two things that we need to keep in mind.
Tornang shi go sa tangbo de kangre zina ngatsu sim ti pe na nyanji tangbo ngatsu nyanji gom go yona tini ta korang ga nyanji mayim ba tondak jamba zi pe na ngarang ga chimsang ga tondak rapo ta yang na chung jab jeo tini chi khe khepsang ge tong dang da bo ten di jam ba sam ge yona tini lam sang tini nga ra ga ha ko go re ong ni nyang ji gom gom du nga ra ga jam ba sam ge du sam ba de lam sang shi go re.
So the first thing that we need to keep in mind, or the first thing we need to do when our minds wander, so say we are meditating on compassion, the moment that we realize our mind has wandered off, perhaps thinking about something to do with our families or maybe our business or something like that, what we need to be able to do is immediately recognize that our minds have wandered off. This recognition that our mind has wandered is important.
Tani karti te mashina pe na ngarang ta tambo nyang ji gom go na ta nga sem di nyang ji mo gum ni tani ton da jamba z tani sam lo ta tin ri she ko ji ta ngarang ka hama ko na tani nga chu karma ar nga karma chi tin ji na la tani tin nam tok nyang ji sa ni gom go ma re korang ka jamba sam go re ta yin na ni tani sem la da bo ma gim ni tani ti chu mong bo chok la ta ro re.
If we're not able to recognize when our minds wander off, then it may in fact be the case that while we are sitting down meditating, as it would seem on compassion, our minds have actually gone off somewhere else, and maybe for even 5 or 10 minutes at one time. And this is a great waste of time in our practice.
Iti lamsang tini hako gore ze lamsang o ngiyangji mayim baz ngiyangji gung gumdu ngarang ka jamba z sa samlo tang gdu samni lamsang chang gore ti tondak tambo re.
So the first thing is this immediate recognition that we are no longer concentrating on what we are intending to concentrate on. I'm meant to be concentrating on compassion, but I'm no longer doing that. I'm thinking about something else. This is what we need to train ourselves to recognize.
Tini tondak nipa te gare ze na deni pena ta tadi nyarji gom gu yona ta ta ngarang ga sem gu nyarji mub gum ne deni khorang ga jamba sam gu yona tingi shi song na deni shi pa cham ji chok ma re ze ta shi ma ta de deni khorang sem ti sir chi yong go re sir chi ne nyarji ga thola par je ne o mun ti ne nyarji ga thola deni ta jo go re ze na ti la lan ti jo ba ze re yang ki nyarji ga thola par deni je ne ti ri she go re ze ti don da ni ba re ze.
Simply knowing or recognizing, however, that our minds have wandered off is not enough. What we need to do after we realize that this is happening is bring our minds back to the our object of focus. And it's this bringing of the mind back that we are talking about with repeated resting.
Tani tenji go ni ten yin rambo la kale jondr she go re zanga tso sim te la jondr she ya te la ha chang ka thap shi go re pe na nga tso tenru jondr she na pe na ta ti ni to khalo ti ban dao lambo chi ti ni dr jong ze re tenji she ban dao to so la ti ni thap shi go re ten da wo she ne nga so sim ti ni jondr she go na kale kale ti ni thap shi go ni jondr she go re.
So we need to train our minds using an approach and a method like this, just as we would train or tame an animal like a horse or an elephant, so too do we need to train our minds.
Deni tarshi te la tene kale kale tene nga zo sim te halipa pe na nga zo chisu shekhanda o ta karma nyesheta tene nga la nin sim chikatola pe na nyanji gomna nyanji kyangba matokba jang musamba da Tendi yang karti nyarji maugum ni ngatsu jirni nda bogum na sem ka nangla tini chisu shekhan ra, chisu chik nda, tini zi ka nangla, tini namtok zyamba chik meba shini, tini hachang tini jiwa, tini zi ka nangla netam kares.
And if we apply this approach, then it will be possible for us to, for a period of 20 minutes or half an hour, to remain in concentration on our particular object of meditation, whether it be compassion or whether it be a shamatha practice. We will be able to remain in a state of single-pointed concentration on our object of meditation.
Yamcho na la rung yamni tini ralup chimbo 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 yungo yuwi kapsa tini rung temar me pare suna tini yamcho ngo la lab me pa tini yamcho ngo parar tini lab chichi me pa tini demo rendo ore pe na tinda po re ne semte par demo rendo ore.
And this will enable us to bring a great peace to our minds, just as an ocean, when there's a great wind blows and then the waves churn up and it's very violent and choppy. When the wind subsides, then so too do the waves and the ocean face becomes very calm. We can achieve the same result with our minds.
Tani karma nyeshen rao, chitsu shekhan ra, chitsu ching ra, tindi rela tindi gomthap sona. Tani nga zo sem ka nala yopi tani dungar mambo ta, tani anon shik ta, tani tongsir ka natawan rao ta, tosu changma tani ti meba shin rao res.
And if we can persevere in this kind of practice daily for 20 minutes or half an hour or an hour, then much of our mental suffering, our pressure, depression, etc., can really be reduced.
Then we gimsen the kangrezina tening also toxir gnadiananda, teni onunshigina, same market by ananda, this would hamshipung also same gnala teni nantundamada mambo hajang mambo kini. Tani tindi ge samlo dubu mambo ta tindi shi pi gimsen ji tindi ta se ma ki pa chak ba re.
And the reason that this kind of approach is effective for feelings of unhappiness or stress or depression is that in fact these mental states emerge from our minds.
Ti yan yo sona chok. Dangi ti juklangi chung ti ni chesa.
Tati sem nam tok mambo ki jap pi gimsen ji se ma ki pa sona re.
Yes, so it's a result that these states are brought about due to the fact that our minds are generating a lot of negative thoughts, and these are responsible for the suffering in our minds.
Tini jivati nala dungur chigyan yo mare, jivati nala dungur yo mare, tini jivati tete ti nala yin rambo rao ne thamna, tini dungur sama ti nala jine, perna namka ne kawa wabna, tso nala kawa wabna, tini tso nala kawa wabna, tso nani, tini chirin ro re, perna tini rambo re.
And if we can maintain this practice or extend this practice over a period of time, then the sufferings in our mind will cease to exist, like snow falling into a lake that simply melts away. So it will be when negative thoughts arise in our minds.
Tani teni sem ganala nyar je tang ta so yakpo ki ni tin ri je yong res.
And with this state, then compassion and the nyungje dang. We will be able to generate compassion well, and our minds will generate happiness. So this first type of the first kind of meditation that I've described today has just been a very brief and simple introduction. The Buddhist tradition offers much more detailed instructions on how to engage in this kind of meditation, and if this is something that you are interested in pursuing, then the Buddhist tradition offers more detailed descriptions on how this can be done.
Tani gum te tini soso tini pechatani soso yige tani gumna yabo yong mare te yin namana tela gum phar chungkhang girgunz go re se tini girgun khorang la yin na tini gum jabya ga nyamyong yabo yong khang ga tini girgunz ga tini phar lob go re se tini tin samne nga so rang ga lobjong yabo shi chai wi jis tini rang ga tini rang ga chimni gumna tin jig re se.
It's usually not effective for us to simply learn meditation by reading books ourselves and sort of self-teaching, as it were. In order to practice well, we need to have a meditation teacher who has achieved some experience themselves. And after we have learnt well under their instruction, then we can continue with this practice in our own homes.
Tendi goni gum nyamnyong yong khan tendi zik tendi chhna tendi rang gum te te kale kale ya jin jo re ze tambo ma so pe na gum ni ma ching da zang kur ching da tendi zala gum jam na ti na la ya ji chim bo ro ma re ta te chyo ma re kale kale ro go ro re ma so jang rang bo la ta go re ma to nga so zang kur ching ja bo la gum ni te ya bo z ma yona o ta nge gum shi sa ma re sam ne yug jang na tendi ko ma re jin chung go re.
So under this proper instruction, gradually our meditation will progress. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 1 week. We need to persist in our practice. It's not something that we should cast aside because we don't feel we've got immediate results with. And this is the first kind of meditation that we're going to talk about today. This kind of meditation is called shamatha.
Tani gum ni pati tani ta nga cho tisu ko ang mambo tani sha ko mundu yina ang kangri zila zegre zina nga cho sem te mara tani yakpo tani na tok me pati ni mambo zre yong ne kam na tani ti tho ni nga cho sem la ta na tani sem khorang ga tani ngo te yakpo sa hali pa sa ro shi yong gre zina nga cho sem te kangri yong shi yong gre zina.
The second kind of meditation today, due to time, I'm probably not going to be able to talk about in great detail, but what it is a meditation that is based on the calmness that we've established with the first kind of meditation, looking at the essence of the heart, and it's not the heart of the mind, and understanding, in fact, what the nature of the mind really is.
Tene nga tsu tarta ga tene dungur che che chong chong mambo mambo zi nga tsu sem te kanti zi gen ma shi pi gyemtsen ki res.
And the benefit of understanding or knowing the nature of the mind is that all of our sufferings, whether great or small, in fact originate from not knowing this.
Pena nga tsu sem ga nang la deva ki nan ra, dungur yon nan ra, tene zimba yon nan ra,
So this involves us appreciating that all of our happiness or attachments or unhappinesses are in fact just like dreams.
Tini mulum bawa tawa zatini si sona tini ngaco pe na mulum kenala mulum yang bawa si sona dengur mepan jawo reung res.
And upon knowing this, it's just like discovering in a dream that one is simply just having a dream.
Yena tini kamna ngaco nyarji tini yarji sendo ore nyarji kena tini chokore ngaco njikchakta tini kongcho da tini tsu meparin jo ore ta yena nyarji jawo ta.
But our compassion will continue to increase and to develop. Our negative emotions, our suffering, our fear, etc., these will disappear.
Then it gives us a round of Kasamlo Mamboda, then it Kuntoda, Kunzenda, then it the Rigatinita, Nyomumbat, Sama Meba Chakares.
At this point, our various negative feelings of resentment and anger, etc., will subside.
Tini nyarji yarji sung jimsenji tini tina kamna ngaco mon namla tini pamba mambo drup kere tini jampan tila tini ta leka ta drup kere.
Nyungje tini
nyarji ki jimsenji jampan ki leka legre.
And the reason that our compassion continues to develop is that we are engaging or that we are working for the benefit of others.
Deni jampang ge leka da mambo lena deni tina ne so so rang deni mase ton dang dang barin do res.
And when we do a lot of work for the benefit of others, then our life becomes very meaningful.
Deni mase ton dang dang bari pa tang te dang nyam de tini sosorang ge dewa dang kepang ngoma tang atsu ti jampan jibna dinang ni yong res.
And in addition to our lives becoming more meaningful, we realize that true happiness and joy, in fact, is derived from benefiting and helping others.
Tini nga tsu jantun jiba dang jampan jiba la tin ni tini shong yi dewa ti tini dewa ngoma ti res.
So this happiness that is derived from helping others is ultimate happiness.
Deni terang ge ngatso shito ge deni chachit deni ngatso shachar song deni chama ge tarong yo jichha shini lojong yakbo shini deni gom gyabro chis deni jamba chi me sama yakbo nyan song tgi chis.
And that brings to an end this afternoon's teaching. May everybody study well and meditate well. Thank you all for listening.